You're with SBS Radio.
Ayon sa Grattan Institute, maaaring makakita mga magagaling o lubhang matatalinong mag-aaral sa pagturo kung itataas ang halaga ng sahod. Nanawagan din ito para sa pagbuo ng panibagot na tatanging papel para sa mga guro upang mas mahikayat pang makita ang mas maraming tao sa profesyon. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Peggy Guacamelis na sinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Ito'y isang ambisyosong balak na maaaring magbunga ng karagdagang 80,000 dolyar na sahod para sa mga pinakamahusay na guro sa bansa bawat taon. Ayon sa Social Policy Research Center, ang The Grattan Institute, maaari itong may sakatuparan sa pamamagitan ng pag-alok ng 10,000 dolyar bawat taon na scholarship para sa mga mag-aaral na magtatapos ng may mataas na grado upang maging mga guro. Sa survey na sinagawa ng Grattan Institute, may halos 1,000 katao na nasa edad na pagitang 18 hanggang 25 taong gulang na mayroong ATAR score na 80 o mas mataas pa, mahihikayat na tahaki ng landas ang pagtuturo ang mga ito kung itataas ang sahod. Si Julie Soneman mula The Grattan Institute.
What we've seen is a 40-year decline in teacher salaries relative to other professionals. And this has been a long-term issue that's happened very gradually. And what we've seen is that as a result of that, we've had fewer and fewer high achievers going to teaching. Even in the last 10 years, there's been a 30% drop-off in the number of high achievers choosing teaching. So what we're really calling for in this report is, you know, this has gotten to a point where things need to change. And there is a problem, and governments do need to act.
Ayon sa Institute, maaaring magbunga ang insentibo ng dobling bilang ng mga magagaling na mag-aaral na mag-aral upang maging guro. Ngunit kailangan anya ang 1.6 bilyong dolyar na pamumuhunan mula pamahalaan upang masubukan ang inisyatibo. Inirekomenda ng Grattan Institute ang pagbuo rin ng panibagong 2 papel sa mga paaralan na tinatawag na Instructional Specialist at Master Teacher. Ani Julie Soneman, ang mga panibagong papel na ito ay di lamang makakaakit sa mga di nakapagtapos ng high school sa profesyon, bibigyan din ng motibasyon ng mga gurong paghusayan pa ang kanilang pagtuturo.
So it's not just about paying teachers more, it's also about giving teachers, all teachers, the opportunities to develop and that they can actually aim for these types of roles, which says, you know, good teaching is complex, and if you do it well, then that's going to be recognized and your skills will be leveraged.
Sa ulat, napag-alaman din na ang mas pinabuting kasanayan sa mga guro ay maaaring mapabuti rin ang pag-aaral ng isang pagkaraniwang mag-aaral ng karagdagang 6 hanggang 12 buwan sa pag-aaral nito pagsapit ng year 9. Ngunit ayon kay Lindsay Connor, isang professor ng Digital Education at Innovation sa Flinders University, bahagi ng issue sa Australia ay hindi kinikilala bilang tinatawag na high status na profesyon ang pagturo.
It's about how the general people regard teaching as a profession and the attraction thereof, because of the reputation teachers have for community and social development and engagement. So I think what we're seeing now in the Grattan report is an acknowledgement by government that teachers make a huge difference to social and economic development, and that's really important because to get students in schools achieving well, we need really high quality teachers.
Yan ang tinig ni Lindsay Connor, isang profesor ng Digital Education at Innovation mula Flinders University. Si Professor Mary Ryan Namay ang pinuno ng Department of Educational Studies sa Macquarie University. Habang kinatuwa niya ang mungkahing reforma sa ulat, anya'y di maaaring isawalang halaga ang pagkakaiba-iba ng kabuuang populasyon ng mga mag-aaral at maaari anyang ang isang hakbang para o isang proseso ay epektibo para sa isang paaralan ay di maging sing-epektibo para sa iba. Ani Professor Ryan, sa halip maaaring gamitin anya ang pondo sa pagpapabuti ng kasanayan ng mga kasalukuyang guro na iakma ang kanilang pagturo sa natatanging pangangailangan ng kani-kanilang mga estudyante sa kani-kanilang mga paaralan.
You know, what works for one child in one classroom doesn't necessarily work for another, even if research evidence shows that it works in some context. So what we need are opportunities for teachers to trial things, put them in place and gather data about what works and why. So, you know, those are the kinds of things I'd like to see, are the conditions for teachers to have that time, you know, to be able to see what works in their practice, what helps for their, you know, their learners to achieve better outcomes and so on.
Dagdag pa ni Professor Ryan, wala anyang sapat na ebidensyang magpapatibay na ang sa pagtatapos ng may mataas na grado sa high school ay magbubunga ng mas mahusay na pagturo.
You know, the things that are being cited in that report are either self-referential, where they're citing their own report, or it's evidence from the US which talks about high capabilities and high achieving, but it's at the point of graduation, not at the point of coming into the teaching program. Some of those reports from the state actually refer to things like leadership capabilities. And, you know, some of those things we develop across their teacher education program. So, you know, for them to be coming in from school and saying, okay, if they get this score, they're then going to be a better teacher and get better student results, there is just no causal link at this point.
sbs.com.au